guys, welcome back to my show. In this episode, once again, I have a really special guest with me today. Her name is Kylie Letty. She's an amazing author who wrote a beautiful memoir about some emotional topics that kind of highlight her life experiences and things she's gone through, as well as a few other things. She's also a Forbes 30 Under 30 honoree, and some of you may recognize her work from, like, you know, magazines and things. So anyways, hi Kylie, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking all the time to be on the show. Please introduce yourself and maybe talk a little bit about your book and your background story.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for the introduction. As you said, my first book came out about a year ago. It's called The Perfect Other, A Memoir of My Sister. And it's about my sister Kate's struggle with mental health and traumatic brain injury, and about grief and sisterhood and family. So it was a book that really was like a passion project for me. It came after I won the New York Times Modern Love essay contest when I was a senior in college. I submitted the essay when I was like about to graduate, and I thought no one would ever read it. It talked about grief and how it's changed in the digital age. And now we have like Facebook's active and Instagrams and all these things. So when someone passes away, we have this like digital reminder of somebody. So I wrote the essay about that, and then it was published, won the contest, and went viral. So I got a book deal to expand it into a full length piece, which is the book, The Perfect Other. And yeah, since then it's been a great ride. I've been doing a lot of public speaking about mental health and writing more and just trying to share some insights I have about how hard it is to actually deal with mental illness, how grief is not a linear journey, and how important sisterhood is.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm really happy that you're able to share your story with others and, like, you know, share your experience, because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, there are many people out there who struggle with mental illnesses or know someone and want to, like, support them to the fullest. And I think your book, like, really, like, even for people who do not have mental illnesses, it really shows, like, different perspectives and different ways that mental health can take over your life, especially if it's something that's kind of like bringing you down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad you said that too. It's because I really want it to be from the perspective of a sister, not from someone who's actually going through it, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think that it was, I want to talk about kind of like how hard it is to care for someone when they're suffering, and also kind of inflicting suffering onto you and just being there for somebody in that time, and like all the things I did wrong that I wish I had known about. And it was also really important for me just to try to put as much research into the book as possible so that I could hopefully help somebody else who's going through it, or is, would love someone who's going through it.
Exactly. I think it's just like, you know, understanding, kind of empathizing with others, just like knowing that, like, there's some, like, your book is like a resource. You can consider like a resource for like memoirs that kind of like helps you. Like, for example, if other people are going through the same mental illness, they could read this book and know what to kind of expect and how to, like, you know, proceed. Because, like, sometimes people are just not educated about certain mental illnesses and just kind of like go haywire and kind of just want to do everything they can, but in the end they're just, like, you know, not helping in any way and instead making it worse. And I think your book, as well as other mental health resources and memoirs, kind of just like help, like, make a community where, like, everyone can help each other and be the best they can.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was definitely my intention. I'm so happy that came through. I really wanted to be a resource for people, and even though I don't have the answers to these things, I just wanted to give people some hope and make them know that they're not alone in it.
Absolutely, and I think that's an awesome thing to do. Like, so I was like, that's what it's like with writing and like any sort of creative thing you do. It's just like matter of creating like the connection. Like, you know, you want people to in your case, like, since you're mental illness, you want hope that people do not, like, you know, go through this thing, but if they are, then they can relate to it and, like, you know, understand and learn about different people's perspective on certain situations and certain types of things that are going on around the world. Because, I mean, let's face it, no one is perfect. Like, everyone has some sort of, like, you know, thing to them that people do not know about them.
Right. Yeah.
So my Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you keep going.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
So what was the question?
Oh yeah, my question for you is, like, as I said earlier, you were like a former city in the 30 honorees. So how was that experience for you? Like, how did that like get your message across and help you kind of like get a wider audience to share your message?
Yeah, it's been really great. A lot of it, I think, has been just making friends who are in different industries. I think I've had a lot of exposure from it. I've had like more articles pick up pieces. I've had just more of an audience, I guess, who are now accessing the book. But also, I think for me, it was just a way to connect with other people my age who are doing really cool, interesting things. We actually have a conference next week in Cleveland on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and it's like the annual gathering. So I think it'll be really great just to meet some cool people and keep talking about these things, and hopefully meet people in the mental health field who maybe are also dealing with these issues a different way, other writers, other artists, all of the above.
I think like what you mentioned is like really cool. I think being like a first 30 under 30 honoree kind of just gives you that space to explore and learn about new people. I mean, I'm pretty sure like there must be so many people who get into this conference, and I'm pretty sure like the people out there who some of us do not know, like there's D.A. Vanek, and there's you know, other people out there who are creative, like maybe in the cooking industry or the painting industry, like they each have their own like section. I know like Forbes 30 under 30 has like it divided into parts, like arts, they have kind of like sports and then separate division, and I really like that. I think it gives you a place to kind of like see what your interests are and learn more about people who think alike, or people who maybe you just want to explore new people and just go around looking for sports people who are sports honorees.
Yeah, exactly. I think it, like you're saying, it just exposes you to people you wouldn't have met otherwise outside of your industry, who you can maybe collaborate with, or just, yeah, just, it's really interesting. I think it's funny that I'm still dealing with the imposter syndrome. I'm like, next week, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what do I wear this? I'm intimidated by the crowd still, but I'm also really excited.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a big opportunity. I think it's like really hard to like, you know, go to these conferences. So how does this like whole conference work? Like, what are you expecting? What are you gonna do? If you're allowed to share, I mean.
Yeah, definitely. So the first day I think we get there, Sunday, there's a concert, and I'm pretty sure it's like Halsey's performing for it. And then that's just kind of like a happy hour concert, just meeting people, pretty fun, social. And then Monday and Tuesday is the days of programming. So there's going to be like speakers, breakout events. There's going to be some really cool people lecturing. And then there's some dinners and stuff. And then I think we're actually doing something cool, which I'm excited for. We're touring the NASA Center on Tuesday, which I've like never done anything like that. Yeah, I'm like, it's so outside my usual, you know, range of work. So I'm like, this is gonna be so cool. And my friend from the list, who I've met at the like inauguration party last year, she is a former NASA engineer, but now she's a digital artist. So I'm like, gonna be totally nerding out and having her show me around. But yeah, I think it's a lot of lectures, a lot of just like meetups, coffees, and I think it'll be really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a really cool, fun, interesting thing to do. My last question for you is, if you could give one piece of advice to anyone of like any sort, like, you know, any sort of advice for anyone, what would it be?
That's a really great question, first of all. I love this for an ending question. I think for me, I would just say, and it sounds kind of cheesy, but I do mean this very genuinely, is just not to give up. And I had to tell myself that still, like, every day. But when I was growing up, I wanted to be a writer so badly since I was a little girl, and I was just very discouraged and just told our hardest to actually make it in the industry and break in and publish stuff. And I was so discouraged that by the time I was in college, I really wasn't pursuing it at all. And submitting to that essay contest in the New York Times was like my Hail Mary, where like it was such a low shot of actually getting published. And I think if it hadn't been for that, I don't know if I would have kept pursuing it to this degree. So I just want people just to keep trying and like going after what they want and believe in themselves, because it's possible. And I'm gonna tell myself that too, because I still get discouraged.
Well, I think that's like really great advice. I think like lots of young people listen to my podcast, and I think it's really important, like, everyone out there listening, I think this is, like, a key message to take away, because just, like, remember, like, even for me, like, it's, like, everything you do just has, like, those downfalls and upfalls, so you kind of feel, like, discouraged at one point, at time when you're at the climax of whatever you're doing, but at the same time, you kind of have to think about, like, you know, what is going on, and, like, kind of see how things could improve from here, and maybe you're not able to, like, write something. Do not give up, like, as Kylie said, just, like, you know, keep trying, keep, like, you know, practicing, like, just, like, another way to put what she said is practice makes perfect. That's basically what never gives up kind of means, at least to me, that, like, you know, just keep practicing, keep, like, you know, experimenting and making sure that, you know, you're not, like, losing who you are through that process.
I love it. Practice makes perfect. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. I had a great time chatting with you. And those of you listening, I'll be putting Kylie's website and all her links in the show notes. So be sure to check her out and follow her on Instagram if you want. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was a real pleasure talking to you. And you're the one doing it. I can't believe you're, like, making a podcast in high school. It's nuts. You're awesome. You're an inspiration to me.
Thank you so much. Well, I hope you all have an awesome day ahead, and stay tuned for new episodes every week. Thank you once again, and have a great day.